Look, up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a whole flock of birds. With one in six native Australian birds facing extinction, the Inner West Bird Fest brings together our community to reconnect with nature, learn about urban bird conservation, and celebrate the beauty and importance of our local bird life. The Inner West Bird Fest is brought to you by the Sydney Bird Club, an inclusive, community-driven passion project that believes birding is for everyone. Stephanie Chambers is one of the co-founders of the Sydney Bird Club, a fine artist by trade, an avid bird enthusiast for all other hours of the day, and she joins us now. Hey, Stephanie, how are you going?
Good morning, Danny. Thank you so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. This has got a nice ring to it, the Inner West Bird Fest.
Oh, and that's part of the reason we just sort of felt we had to do it. My partner and I run the club, and we're Inner Westies ourselves. And when the name popped into our head, we said, right, yep, Inner West Bird Fest.
It's got to be done.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, bird festivals are held all over the world in big cities and small spaces. And we sort of thought it was about time to have one in our own backyard.
Indeed. And what went about to founding the Sydney Bird Club?
So I moved here from the U.S. around 10 years ago with my partner, who's Aussie, and it was about finding a community of bird watchers. And so what we wanted to do was just create an inclusive space for folks to come and go bird watching. And 10 years ago, spaces like that didn't really exist in Australia. And so we found one, we made a bunch of friends, and yeah, we're blown away by the support of the community over the years. It's been great.
How old were you when you first started birding?
I was in my late 20s, which I suppose is young for a bird watcher, but
that's like rookie season for bird watching.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And you've just kept on with it. It does sort of seem to be one of those pastimes that is growing in popularity. And you will note that I didn't refer to it as bird watching. I referred to it as birding, which I believe is the correct term.
You know, yes. So a lot of people will call us Twitchers. And so I guess just to say Twitches. What bird watching sort of technically is, you've got bird watching, which is using your eyes to describe the birds and to identify them. Yeah. Then you have birding, which is technically using your eyes and your ears. And then you have twitching, which is a very, very expensive hobby because it means at the drop of a hat, you hop on a plane to go and see a rare bird. So not a twitcher yet.
Oh, wow. And you're an artist as well. Do the two passions intersect at any stage?
They did. And I made art about birds for years. So all in my 20s, I made art about birds. And people would say, oh, are you a bird watcher? And I would say, oh, no, not a bird watcher. And then I think I just slowly tumbled down that rabbit hole and it's become my whole life. So my partner and I, who run Sydney Bird Club, we run another business called Outer Island. We make all artwork about birds, and our mission is just to connect people to the birds in their area, in their backyard, get them to fall in love with them, and yeah, that's what we try to do.
A little bird told me that your favourite winged species travels quite some distance from New Zealand to Alaska with no breaks, no food, and no sleep.
Oh, that sounds like the bar-tailed godwit. That is my favourite bird, so this bird is incredible. So it's on its way to us right now, and if you're listening from Sydney, we get these incredible migratory birds that come here every summer. And so we've got our year-round native shorebirds. I think we have about 13 of them that are in Sydney year-round. But every summer we get this massive influx of these birds. They're incredible. They come all the way from, you know, the top of the earth up at the Arctic Circle, Siberia, Alaska. And the bar-tailed godwit in particular on its way to us in Sydney, its flight, its travel is so long, it actually begins to digest its own organs. So it's a remarkable bird. You can see it in the city and it stays here over the summer. And then at the end, it fattens up and off it goes back north.
This is awesome. So things are happening sort of from the 6th of September with the Inner West Bird Fest. Is mm-hmm. now like the best time of year to do a bit of bird watching locally?
You know, it's good year-round, but spring is sort of the, you know, around the world considered the best season because it's our breeding season.
Yeah.
And so it's the time of year we get some just interesting behavior to observe. We get the little chicks. But in general, Sydney's a great place year-round to go bird watching.
And it's very popular. The bird walks you're happening there, at White's Creek Walk, Tempe Reserve Walk, already booked out. But they're in Hawthorne Canal one as well. There's obviously it's very, very popular at the moment. Indeed, a lot of the stuff that you've got happening for the festival is just so popular, there's no spaces left.
And that is fantastic. But I would say we do have wait lists for the event. So if anyone's keen to join, hop on a wait list. But we still have spaces left for our movie night at Palace Cinemas on Norton Street.
Yes.
It's the first time in 14 years you can see The Big Year, which is a hilarious bird-watching comedy starring Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson. Yeah. There's still tickets left for that. And we still have tickets left for our cleanup at Tempe Reserve. And
yes,
we also have a bird art market open to the public in Asheville Town Hall. And we're really excited about this because we've convinced a lot of our artists and maker friends to come all the way from Queensland and the ACT. So we're getting some artists that you don't always see in Sydney with ceramics, jewelry, artwork, photography, and more.
And of course, it all culminates with the Spring Fair there at the Petersham Bowling Club, who are wonderful supporters of everything that you do there as part of the Sydney Bird Club.
Oh, they're just amazing. They're incredible. We're hosting a trivia night there as well, but they're hosting their Spring Fair. And so we're going to be there on Sunday, the 14th of September, and we're sort of going to have a Ask Us Anything bird booth. So if you're in the area, come by and talk to us about birds.
The Inner West Bird Fest is on from the 6th to the 14th of September. To find out more, go to sydneybirdclub.com. Co-founder of the Sydney Bird Club and our guest here on 2SER, Stephanie Chambers. If I wanted to join the Bird Club, what do I need to do? Is there sort of like an enrollment process?
It's very easy. Just go to our website, sydneybirdclub.com, and sign up for the newsletter. That's all you need to do.
I will put links to that on the 2SER website. Stephanie Chambers, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast, and keep looking to the skies.
Thanks very much, Danny.